know, right now, just day to day, you know, I just focused on getting better, listening to what the trainers and everyone are telling me to do, and, you know, just on a day to day type of thing.
Is it awkward to do drills with the kind of the club on your hand?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't, you know, you're not used to wearing something like that on your hand. So, yeah, it is a little bit of getting used to that, but, you know, it's a process. So,
Steve, do you remember maybe a training camp practice or something early on in the year when you, last year, the year before, when you went up against Wes Welker, thinking to yourself afterwards, man, I hope, I'm glad he's on our team?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously when I was in San Diego playing against him, he's a great player, you know, somebody that we're going to have to definitely prepare for. You know, but we have a lot of respect for Wes and what he's capable of, so we'll have to definitely prepare for him.
What's the toughest thing to do with the club on? I mean, have you ever had to play with one? Or
no, I've never had to. I guess, you know, catching the ball and things like that. But, you know, right now it's just for protection and things like that. So, you know, I'm taking it day to day. I don't really know what the situation will be. So.
I know, when Clay Matthews went through this Green Bay, the coaches had to kind of teach him different techniques. Are you going through some of that where you had to adjust your technique a little bit?
I haven't really got too far into that right now. You know, this is the first day I've been back out there. I'm really just focused on, you know, running, getting back in shape and running around, and just glad to be out there right now, moving around and doing some of those things.
There's so many weapons. What jumps out at you, if there's anything that jumps out at you more than others?
You know, obviously, you know, it starts with Peyton. He's an unbelievable quarterback, but their balance, you know, their ability to get the ball to every single one of their receivers, the tight end, and the ability to mix in the run game. I think they do a great job, especially with Peyton, being able to understand what the defense is that you're in. And then, you know, getting into the right checks, the right play call, and trying to really take advantage of whatever that weakness is of the defense that you're showing. So, you know.
How much this week do you practice kind of like the cloak and dagger where you're not, you just don't want to give them up anything. You don't want to let them see anything.
Yeah, well, you know, the main thing is we want to make them work for everything that they get. You know, make them earn everything. You know, don't give them freebies. Don't you know, cut guys loose and do things like that. So if we could play good, sound football, you know, try to make it tough on them, that'll definitely help us out.
Does communication need to be at another level playing against Peyton because he is playing the mind games?
Well, it's always a big point of emphasis for us is the communication. You know, you want to make sure that the guys are all on the same page. You're in the right checks and you're playing the right defenses and things like that. So, you know, I don't think this week, more than any other week, communication is always a point of emphasis for us.
Well, Steve, how much harder is it? You guys are banged up in the backfield, you know.
Right.
You continue to battle and everything else. How much harder is it a guy like Peyton when you want to be 100%?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I think anybody, you always want to be playing at 100%. You know, you never like to deal with, you know, bumps and bruises, as you say. So, you know, but it's something that we have to deal with. You know, just keep working hard every day, trying to get better, trying to heal up. Get guys out there and just take it one day at a time.
You guys have been good at it, though. I mean, what's made you successful as a unit, you know?
Yeah, just, you know, like we said earlier, just everyone preparing like they're going to play. Next guy has to step up, you know, step in and not let, you know, any, you know, just step in and do the job and get the job done. So, you know, we've prepared well enough to do that stuff throughout the year. Hopefully we can continue to do that and work hard this week to try to beat a good team in Denver.
Steve, you mentioned communication.
How do you think Harmon filled in?
Deron's done great, man. He's worked hard all year long. You know, he prepares well. He takes pride in what he's doing. So, you know, he's a young guy that's continuing to get better each and every day, each and every week. And, you know, he's doing a good job.
You mentioned communication. What about focusing on keys? Do young guys in particular have to be reminded that they've got to focus on their keys as opposed to paying attention to some of the stuff he's doing behind center?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think definitely with some of the young guys is just, you know, understanding schemes and techniques and things like that. Don't worry so much about what Payne's saying because, you know, sometimes that stuff could be, you know, what we call a dummy call anyway. It might not mean anything. So, if you get caught up too much in that, you know, it could take you away from your responsibilities and things that you need to do within the scheme of our defense. So if we focus on us, focus on what we need to do, keep everybody on the same page, that'll definitely help us out.
Thanks.
All right. What are your thoughts on the way the Sunday night's game and Monday night's game?
Oh, well, we lost. I mean, that's, you know, you don't want that to happen. So we strive every week, every day to practice and prepare ourselves to win a football game. And when you don't win a football game, it's disappointing. You know, we'll get back to work this week. We got another, you know, big challenge in front of us, and we need to keep moving forward.
I know you've been asked about what it's like to play on the field with the glove or the extra wrap. What about off the field? Is it are you doing anything or not doing anything to protect that thumb?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just trying to do my therapy and things like that the trainers have me doing. I'm basically just following their lead, and they're doing a good job of, like they always do with everyone that's, you know, gone through an injury, of trying to get guys back out there as fast as possible. So, definitely being, you know, cautious, but at the same time, you know, doing all the things that I need to do day in and day out to try to get myself back out there to play.
It still hurt, even though you don't have a wrap or a glove?
Yeah, I mean, you know, injuries hurt usually, so...
Is that how that works?
Yeah, usually injuries hurt, so, you know, it's a day-to-day process, man, you know, just take it one day at a time.
Would there be fear of, if you were able to play Sunday with that club or whatever on, that you could re-injure it, or have you passed that?
Yeah, I don't know. I still have to talk to the doctors more about that stuff, so... You know, they probably have a better idea for that type of thing. I'm just a football player.
can you bend it and everything, or is it still kind of stiff?
Yeah. You know, obviously the club is there for precaution. You don't want to bang it. Anytime you suffer an injury like that, it was only, you know, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, there's still going to be some you know, ailments to deal with. So, but like I said, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, this is the first day I've been back out there. You know, just sweating and running around was enough to worry about. Never mind worrying about other stuff.
Steve. Left hand now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've gotten good at that.
Steve, for you, and you might have been asked this a second ago, but like, where's the line get drawn then as far as whether you can play? Is it pain tolerance? Is it like whether it's re-injury, whether there's a risk of re-injury?
Yeah, I don't really know where the line is drawn. You know, like I said, I still have a lot of conversations I need to have with the doctors and trainers and stuff. So we'll see how it goes, though. I mean, like I said, it's the first day I'm back out there running around. So, you know, not jumping ahead saying I'm better or anything like that, so we'll see.
This is the kind of game and the kind of opponent where it's pretty much all hands on deck, though. If you can,
yeah, it's definitely a high potent offense that we're going to be facing this week. You know, we are battling a lot of guys are hurt and banged up, but you know, it's that time of the season where those type of things happen. You know, obviously, if someone's capable of playing, they'll play. If they're not, they're not. So. It's always a day-to-day thing with that type of stuff.
Couldn't see how the injury happened. Do you know how it...
Yeah, I was just making a tackle, and for whatever reason, it just happened. I couldn't tell you exactly what position or what hit what or anything like that. Mm. It was just one of those things, man, you know. Injuries happen, and, you know, in the speed of the game, with your adrenaline going, you're just flying around, you know, trying to get your job done, and sometimes you come up, and you're like, uh-oh, that don't feel right. So,
right.
You know.
Do you feel blessed to be back just 2 weeks later after that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, hey, to be out there practicing is a great step in the right direction. So we'll take it from there.
Thanks.